Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Starship Trender Prize. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Oh, yeah.
That short show title is courtesy of Aiden Devlin. And here is what's trending. Cristiano is trending.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes, something. He might be the greatest player. I don't know. That's up to you. Maybe it's Messi. Maybe it's Zidane. Maybe who cares? But he has COVID. That's what we do know. And he is, I don't know. We'll see. He just tested positive. I don't
know
what.
Where is he currently physically located? Geolocated?
I know he was on duty with the Portuguese national team. I think it may have been when he came back to Italy for his club team, Juventus. So I don't know. It's, you know, a few players, professional players, have contracted it, but it seems like I you know, people who are in like literally peak of the earth physical condition may be getting through it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I think, had it, and he was just like, I killed the COVID. It doesn't affect me. And it's like, okay, Zlatan, we get it. Like, your ego is wild. But, yeah, so, you know, the pandemic affects does everyone. Not end, apparently.
Yeah. I know Europe is feeling it pretty bad lately, that Madrid had a emergency, or like a state of emergency called. So, I mean, this is the most Euro of all. This is the equivalent of Trump getting it. Like, Cristiano Ronaldo is the president
LeBron.
Of Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, LeBron, too. Yeah. Man, speaking of speaking of GOAT debates, that's really kicked into high gear.
It's an interesting debate. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. Yeah. It's when you got to look at the numbers before you, and you got some head scratching to do.
Mm-hmm. The ESPN is certainly, like, that's been their main story for the past, like, since the Lakers won.
Oh, so is there a new, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they're just like, now you have to take this into account. It's just, you know.
Right. And but it's so funny. Like, it's not like we're trying to, like, redefine a word and, like, we need the global consensus, because it's it's such a personal thing. Yeah, I guess if you want to try and be objective, then I think the only way could be, like, do some kind of analysis of minutes played, points scored, that output. And then you're like, wait, it's someone. It's Mark Price.
Yeah, the analytics people say that it's basically Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, and Bill Russell, although Bill Russell is tough to, you know, keep
different time
in the same category because it was a different time. But those three are like head and shoulders above everyone else. But this is the, like, the same way that CNN makes every political race into a horse race, where it's just all about, like, different, what, tail of the tape, who's winning and what percentage are they up by? And it's just like a them versus them type thing. That's what they're doing to sports because they need something to talk about.
Yeah. Might as well. Like, there's no sports. All right. Let's make an argument about who's the best player, a new sport.
Mm. Well, Johnson and Johnson is trending.
Yeah.
And that is because their COVID vaccine, which was one of the more promising ones, or at least the one that was getting a lot of the pub in these United States, had to be paused because of a mystery illness that is occurring in people who were doing the trial.
Yeah, a participant had a, quote, adverse event.
Mm.
So I'm not sure what that is, but that just means that they'll be pausing until they can figure out what is going on. So, I mean, just shows you how this is not a quick thing, you know? It's not a perfect, easy way to get to back to normal, because even then, it sounds like we're going to have a bunch of different kinds of vaccines, and there'll be probably another debate on which one is the best or the worst or the budget one, you know what I mean? So,
we can't even get people to do the one flu shot every year. Like, so yeah, we're going to need to have, like, universal adoption of probably multiple COVID vaccines. Probably, I'm sure they'll fit them into the same one, but this is me completely out of my depth speculating on a thing I know
this
nothing
is
about.
VaxPod, where we speculate about vaccines.
We were talking before we started recording about, like, you know, obviously they are keeping the details of the illness, the adverse reaction
event,
vague, but it, you know, the reasons could either be for privacy purposes and just not so as not to alarm anyone, or because the adverse reaction, as you speculated, is it turns them into a werewolf.
Yeah, I think that's what that's where we're headed.
That's
got to
be what it is. Yeah,
that's it's a stupid movie plot, right there.
Yeah.
In
which
the rush
so
for a
much
COVID
of this year
vaccine.
Is.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, right. So we get so many different movies. We have rom-coms. We have supernatural thrillers involving the president, which he's fighting ghosts and monsters and curses from China. So it's we've got it all, folks. Yeah.
My year's been a total rom-com.
I don't know about you, honey.
McConnell is trending. Mitchie Bebe. So he had a debate.
Yeah, with Amy McGrath.
And, you know, I didn't watch, but what I did see, did he lose all his teeth? Or is that just how he smiles now?
He's just a turtle. That's turtly. All. He's demonic turtle fuck.
Demonic turtle fuck. are people saying he lost, he won?
Yeah, there was just a moment. I mean, he's still leading in the polls pretty healthily, although she has a little bit more money than he has in terms of fundraising. The things kind of became, back to the forefront, because in the debate, there was a moment where Amy McGrath was, you know, essentially pointing to the fact, like, dude, this guy's been sitting on his fucking hands while people are, you know, screaming for relief. And he's doing absolutely nothing. And he just laughed.
Right.
And it was just like, wow, that's
cool.
The power of that, like, when you're actually that entrenched in your office, or you can, like, somebody's like, this guy is fucking, you know, completely absent in his duties and responsibilities to the people. And he's like, What?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, because he's insulated and, you know, only talks to people who find those Democratic talking points to be laughable.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, which is interesting, too, is, you know, I'm pretty sure Kentucky is the second the state that uses the second most federal aid.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not exactly what's going like that, and whatever. He's running the Senate. It's the other, you know, he's just as important figurehead as Trump is, because he's like sort of this embodiment of like the fucking the last line of defense,
right,
before we have to dye our dog's hair pink and shit.
They put a burlap sack over the cross. That was Ted Cruz's speech on during the Amy Coney Barrett.
What they're going to do is they're going to arrest people in Patriots jerseys. I don't mind that, but, you know.
Hey,
I'm joking. It's jokes.
Cam is...
Don't worry, they're going to make Laker fans, though. That's going to be the mark of the beast eventually.
Laker fan?
Yeah. They're just... some of these people. Who are we? Who are we as a fan? Who are we as a people anymore?
I mean, the most American of fans, in that y'all are entitled.
Yep. Yumma. Give me them chips.
Gal Gadot is trending. I don't know why. Can you explain to me?
She did an interview in Vanity Fair, because I think she has some other movie coming out. And just, you know, talking about how great she is, how baller she is. I didn't realize she sold a hotel she built with her husband for like $25 million to Roman Abramovich, who's this dude who owns Chelsea, and is a Yeltsin oligarch, which is one of the reasons why he left Russia and bought the Chelsea football club to protect himself from Vladimir Putin, is the word on the street. Gal Gadot,
so he bought the club to like give himself a public
visibility
profile, so that would be like, you can't kill him.
Don't. Hey, he's bringing all this. He's all bringing these titles to fucking West London, baby.
Nice.
Football washing. It's a really interesting phenomenon, because it's like autocrats to, you know, just authoritarian states, human rights violators, or people who just want to protect all their money from being stolen from Vladimir Putin. Yeah. But Gal Gadot, she's trending because in this interview, you know, I'm glad whoever did this interview, credit to them, because you gotta ask about the fucking Imagine video from earlier on the pandemic. Like, hey, Gal, what was going on? What was going through your mind? Please explain. And this is an excerpt from this interview. It says, when I bring it up with Gadot, she doesn't apologize. Quote, sometimes, you know, you try and do a good deed and it's just not the right good deed, she says with a smile and a shrug. I had nothing but good intentions and it came from the best place, and I just wanted to send light and love to the world. It started with a few friends, and then I spoke to Kristen Wiig. Kristen is like the mayor of Hollywood. Everyone loves her, and she brought a bunch of people to the game. But yeah, I started it, and I can only say that I meant to do something good and pure, and it didn't transcend.
It didn't transcend.
Yeah, because what you were doing wasn't transcendent to begin with.
That's amazing. It didn't transcend.
Yeah. That's such a nice way of
saying. That's how I'm
going
to speak on all of my failures.
Yeah.
That just didn't transcend.
Oh, interesting. Really?
So it's not, you're not even admitting that it didn't like succeed. You're just saying that it didn't transcend the mortal plane that
the rest of people live on. Actually not the metric we're using. We're asking if people didn't get fucking mad at you because it looked like Entitlement Fest 2020. But, you know, I think the other thing she was saying, she's going on, she's like, you know, I just speak my mind. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Great. Ooh.
That's a shout out to you. That's a what a dumb video. But hey, one day.
And then finally, we have battle rap trending, because the Joe Biden campaign just released a video starring two famous battle rappers.
Dude, yeah, if you like
spitting
watch
back and forth
battle rap, like you know, fucking King of the Dot or any of the, you know, this has DNA and Charlie clips. Okay, these guys, they're battle rappers.
They're like legit.
They're out here. So to see them do this video with these two battle MCs going back and forth about, like, one, you know, is just sort of playing the apathetic voter who, like, doesn't see why he should get out and vote, and the other's trying to convince him, you know, but Biden and Harris got a plan to outlaw the chokehold. And things like that. It's surreal. It feels fucking, it's just so weird. But hey, you know what? This outreach they got to do, this is the outreach they got to do. I'm really curious to know what those checks look like.
Yeah, secure the bag, first of all.
I definitely, out of the goodness of my heart, wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you want me to do this weird scripted battle rap that has none of the flavor of the shit I actually do? Yeah. Okay, that's gonna be about, you got about $250,000 for that? Because I'll do that, because I've seen the fundraising numbers. I think you can afford this.
Yeah.
Especially if you just, again, are reducing the black vote to like dudes battling in a, like a tennis court. But yeah, the points there, you know, there it's interesting because they're doing actually the best version of trying to rap a campaign ad I've ever seen.
Right.
Like at least they're bars, but they're still like very much like they're a little too specific. Like when you're calling out like dollar amounts for like the investment in certain things. But right. You know what? This is how they're doing it. They said, this is from the campaign, it says, our collaboration with the Ultimate Rap League is an example of how our campaign is taking innovative approaches to engage the diverse communities across the United States. These artists are influencers within their respective communities, and we're thrilled to showcase their artistry while delivering a key message to voters about how a Biden-Harris administration would leave Black America behind. Oh, I mean, would advance Black America. Sorry, I misread that. Wow. So that is, yeah, that is a cool ad.
Maybe they're using jujitsu to like, you know, just subtly put a 1 in a million shot out there that the Trump administration might get the idea to throw a battle rap back at them, which would be worth it. Everything would be worth it to see what the Trump Pence, they'd get Pence. I mean, Pence has.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and then they just hit him like, and then Joe Biden already has like a written he can spit at a debate where he's like, nah, fuck that, Chris Wallace. Drop the fucking beat real quick. And it's the fucking Shook Ones beat.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
And yeah, just a total Adidon, you know, Pusha T versus Drake. Drew him in with the first one just to deliver a knockout punch.
You are hiding a child, Donald.
Exactly.
Trump.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to spray your mom's crib to make you look for me. It's 50 Cent says.
Oh man, what a time to be alive.
Yep.
Drake and Future once said, "It's every day, man." As I said, that's Joe Biden trying to quote a YouTube influencer. All right. That is going to do it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other.
Yep.
Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back tomorrow. Talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit
gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.